the other guys. Larry King had, by the way, sting on last night.
From what?
Well, who knows? But, I mean, he was just slobbering over, about like he slobbers over me, by the way.
Well, every breath you take, that's a great record.
But he was slobbering over Sting, and it was just repulsive. I got to have a talk with Larry.
When are the police getting back together, Sting?
I heard you can have a boner for 8 hours. Is that true?
No, he doesn't know anything about...
Love the new CD.
I guarantee you, Larry doesn't know anything about the police. Nothing. I guarantee it.
No. Except for that arrest back in Florida
no,
30
no.
years ago.
Yeah.
Passing bad checks.
But the group, the police, he has nothing about that. So.
That was long ago and far away.
By the way, it's just from the Sting. It's just, is there any more repulsive artist on the planet than Sting?
He made some good records.
When?
Recently. He's made some very good records.
He has?
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good.
Okay, well, he's all right, then. I guess it's just, I'm
sorry. He doesn't wear a cowboy hat.
I'm not into... Shut up, you bald. He's not into... I'm not into Sting, so, but...
You just popped your line.
I mean, I'm mad.
Andy, you got a question for the singer?
I mean, really, it was just uncomfortable to watch. No, they're great. No other way to put it. They're great Sting.
Well, that's Larry's M.O. He French kisses everybody's butt.
Well, Sting is, I would compare Sting to Jewel.
That's not quite. What a rock luminary, Sting.
There's no lightweight in the music industry. Come on.
Oh, all right. Sorry, Warner, I took up all this time.
That's all right. My time is up. I thank you for yours.
This is Warner Wolf. So annoyed with Larry over the phone.
A thing issue?
Yeah, well, if it's just you can watch it. I mean, I don't know. Gotta figure out some way to not have to go on there. I mean, I like him, but I just can't go on.
But enough.
Enough. I just can't.
Enough. You going on again?
No, I'm not going on again.
Oh, I thought you were coming up again.
Oh, no, God, no.
You were just on.
I know. I know. I gotta figure out some way to. I just gotta figure out some way. Well, I put him off this last time for a couple of months.
The I-Man in the power rotation. Larry King.
I told him, I gave him every excuse rather than just simply doing what I normally do. I'm saying, die, I don't want to go on. Well, because I sort of like the guy. I do like him. I don't sort of like him. I like him.
I know you do.
And people make fun of him, and that's fine. I like him. I don't hang out with him. I wouldn't. I'm not going to go to the Palm or wherever they go. But I like the guy, so he's, he's...
You like the way his nose feels.
Well, whatever. Just like yours does. Yeah, I don't know if it's any different.
I'm not quite as well hung in that area.
But,
good one, Al.
But, I told him, I said, I won't go in any media building in Midtown Manhattan. That's what I told him. So I won't come over to CNN headquarters.
Why not?
Well, because of you're coming up with lame excuses. That's when the anthrax showed up at NBC. So that was just the excuse I gave
him. Right.
So I said, okay, we'll come to your apartment. I said, no, we don't want any camera crews in there.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I did it from the ranch. I mean, no way to get out of it.
Because they just kept asking.
They just cornered you. They were willing to do whatever I wanted to do.
They stalked you.
I said, he said, well, we're going to have three guests. I said, I'm either on for the full hour or I don't go on. They said, oh, okay, fine. Man, there's nobody get out of it.
We'll get rid of Bush and Cheney. They're out.
Yeah, you get 2 hours.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, wait a minute. I'm in the morning.